Okay, so hopefully we haven't been away long enough for the motivation to cool, but if it has cooled, just gently revive it back up. Bodhicitta, bodhicitta, bodhicitta. So now that you've had a little bit of space from the practice that we just did, do you have some questions coming up or some things that have intrigued you that you'd like to ask more about? Go ahead and just pop right in, unmute yourself, and go for it. Or I guess I should say, how was it for you? Was there hard parts, easy parts? Yeah, Heather, go ahead.
The thing that I struggle with Tantra in general, and so it came up in this, as it always does, you alluded to, you sort of labeled it multitasking. When I start to visualize the sentient beings that I'm helping, it's almost like a Zoom screen with like 100 faces popping up. And so I would like to be more skillful with how to work with sort of what I'm supposed to be concentrating on in the moment, holding that and the aspiration at the same time.
Look, when it's, I guess the question becomes when it's guided or when you're self-guiding. And when you're self-guiding, you can emphasize what is the most meaningful for you or what is, really relevant in your life in this moment. When you're being guided, the invitation is touch this idea. Then release, touch this idea, then release. And so basically, just kind of be there in the pace of the person guiding it. And what comes before informs what is in front of you, but you don't have to hold it all simultaneously. It's like it's, in a way, it's like your practice is like this glass of water, and you're putting this drop into it and this drop into it, and it's all kind of coming together. And in these sadhanas, there's a mixture of single-pointedness and analytical, right? So you kind of go between kind of more intellectual thinking mind into then now just let that imbue this image, but stay single-pointedly with this image of Medicine Buddha. So there's, Tantra is efficient for many ways, but part of what makes it efficient is that it's hard, right? It takes a lot to hold these things in mind. And in the sutra tradition, we're developing calm abiding and special insight as two separate projects that we eventually bring together. In Tantra, we're bringing them together from the outset in a way. So in the beginning, we kind of, lead it as if they're two separate skill sets within the same sadhana. But once you get more used to it, it's kind of like you're bringing those two qualities right from the very beginning once you're used to the practice. So it's a simple little manual, but there's a lot of layers to it. And so the first step is just kind of getting your head around the words and kind of what's going on. And then as time goes by, more depth will build.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's very
Yeah,
helpful.
it can be overwhelming to try and hold everything at the same time. But if it's more like touch,
Yeah.
release. Yeah.
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 Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, other thoughts? Yeah, Paul?
I was wondering if you could say a bit about syllables and seed syllables within the context of the sadhana. Kind of what the technical aspect is and why we use them and how we should work with them in visualization.
Yeah, the syllables of the mantra, the syllables represent sound. And so the main thing is to think of the sound. And then, of course, there's meaning behind the sound. But if you visualize them in Tibetan characters or Sanskrit characters, that's great. But if you can't visualize them in English characters or whatever is your native tongue, whatever sort of symbols evoke that sound. Right. And what we're trying to do with Tantra is overcome ordinary appearance and grasping. So, the ordinary appearance that both believes in the appearance of inherent existence, but also believes that we are totally ordinary in a finite way, when in fact we have Buddha nature. So, these sounds are a way for us to get over ordinary appearance of sound. You know, so when you hear the monks in the monastery do that deep throat chanting, it's different to speech on purpose. You know, it can sound a little bit scary the first time you hear it, you know, but it's actually to help you overcome ordinary appearance of sound. Because we grasp at sound as inherently existent, and we grasp at sound as ordinary. So in Tantra, you're trying to disrupt all of your associations with all of your senses. So that's one piece of the syllables. The meaning of the syllables, like, for example, Medicine Buddha, I don't know if you can see, he's got a hum at his heart center, and then the syllables of the mantra go around it. Hum generally represents the enlightened mind. You know, om is enlightened body, speech, and mind, but is kind of more related to body. Ah is, you know, speech. Hum is more related to mind. So there's a connection there. It's also related to which Buddha family that the particular Buddha is related to. So some of you know about the five Buddha families, and Medicine Buddha is related to Akshobhya. So that's his seed syllable. So it's kind of like touching us into, of course, all tantric practice is helping us transform afflictions, but they specify. So quietly in the background, without even explicitly mentioning it, because he belongs to the Akshobhya Buddha family, he's helping us transform anger into mirror-like wisdom, even though it doesn't explicitly say that. But that's kind of what the seed syllable hum is indicating to us as well. The mantra, Tayata Om Bekenze Bekenze Ma Bekenze Bekenze Rajasamogate Soha, is basically summarized as small, medium, and large suffering, I will overcome as Medicine Buddha, King of Mantras. That's like, you know, the short version. And Lama Zopa Rinpoche's book, Ultimate Healing, goes into that in some depth, and it's a good book to follow up with. But basically, you're saying, may the suffering of the ordinary, everyday, and small scope be dispelled. May the suffering of the medium scope being who is still attached to samsara and is still experiencing the results of the 12 links be dispelled. May all of the suffering related to beings of the great scope who have not fully yet overcome all of their self-grasping and self-cherishing but are working on it, may that be dispelled. So it's kind of, you know, clearing like that. So these sounds came from the enlightened mind of these Buddhas, which is why saying mantras in English doesn't work, but saying sadhanas in English does. Yeah, so we can translate the sadhanas into our native tongue because it's to kind of key us into concepts, right? We want to key into concepts. And sometimes we do pujas with Tibetan or Tibetan and English mixed because we want to tune into the vibe of the practitioners who have been doing it longer than us. And that's got, you know, blessings and impact and inspiration, but we can just do it in our native tongue, no problem. The mantras though, they evoke something more than conceptual mind. There's even been some interesting scientific studies about the power of Sanskrit and the way it changes the mind and the inner energy system as well. And there's a resonance and a, it's almost hard to put your finger on it, but sometimes you'll feel it, especially in a group practice where everybody is chanting together. You'll start to really find there's a settled, blissful, grounded experience that can start to come just through the mantra, even before you know what it means, you know? So there's a lot of layers with the mantras, but the mantras, you don't recite them in English, even though you know what the translations are, if that's helpful to you, and that's totally fine, but you don't ever translate them in terms of the practice saying them in English. I don't know, did that answer your question, or were you looking at a different angle?
No, that answered it. That's so helpful. Thank you.
Yeah, sure. Sure. Yeah, other thoughts about the practice? Yeah, Lada?
I have a question. Yes. I wanted to ask this question because it's kind of not bothering me, but I don't know if it's when you do all the this practice tantric, what is the relationship between that and emptiness of inherent existence? Because sometimes it's kind of come to me because I read about it, like emptiness, and I don't know if I'm allowed to or if it's if it's good to have this emptiness of inherent existence and this all this asking and chanting and imagining.
Yeah, it's a good question. Of course, everything is empty of inherent existence, right? Everything, even Tantra, even emptiness itself, right? Everything is empty of inherent existence. You are, the Buddhas are, which means that the prayers don't exist from their own side, but that doesn't mean they don't exist, right? It just means they don't exist alone. They don't exist divorced from context. They only work and exist and function relationally through causes and conditions. So remembering emptiness prevents you from becoming a fundamentalist about Tantra. Mm-hmm. If you forget emptiness, you could start to think that these mantras are like a magic spell to fix things, and they work in and of themselves, you know, just poof, right? If you're remembering emptiness, what is your gateway to emptiness? Your gateway to emptiness is always remembering dependent arising, which is context, right? You're remembering that all impermanent phenomena rely on causes and conditions. That all phenomena, both permanent and impermanent, rely or depend upon parts and conditions and whole, right? And all permanent and impermanent phenomena depend on the mind's imputation on a valid basis. Yeah, mm-hmm. Merely labeled by the mind. So you're saying, please, Medicine Buddha, who lacks inherent existence, bless me, who lacks inherent existence, to be healed, which lacks inherent existence. And you're definitely keeping that in the background. And the more you get into Tantra, the more you consciously are moving in and out of your awareness of emptiness and your awareness of conventionality until the two become one. So in Tantra, instead of the union of method and wisdom, we talk about the union of bliss and emptiness, but it's the same concept. It's just elevated into the tantric realm. And that's something that really we don't talk about explicitly until you all have empowerments, but know mm-hmm. that when you hear things like bliss and emptiness, it's still talking about method and wisdom, which are your old friends from the very beginning, the two wings of the bird to lead you to enlightenment.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah. It's a good question. Yeah, other thoughts? There was a question in the chat that was just direct to me that says about the empowerment of Medicine Buddha. Should you take it even if you do not feel a very special connection? Medicine Buddha is a lovely practice. As beginners, we try to familiarize with all the deities like Green Tara, Chinrezig, and others, and I haven't found mine yet. So, it's a good question about Tantra. Honestly, we always talk about find your yidam, find your deity, find the heart practice, but, you know, sometimes you don't really know until you start practicing it if it is your heart practice. Right. So sometimes you'll walk into a gompa and you'll see all the different Buddhas and you'll just be drawn to one. You know, you're just like, those are all amazing, but Manjushri is my guy or whatever. Right. And is that because you like the artist and the color choices, or is it because you have an affinity with the energy represented by that? You know, and at our level, we don't really know. It could just be like, oh, that's pretty. I like the flowers, you know, and it actually could be kind of basic. Or it could be there's like a deep imprint from beginningless time and we've practiced that practice many times and it's like, oh, there you are, I'm so relieved. Or both, or neither, right? So the question for us is, it's all of a piece, just kind of experiment. And then over time, you start to feel particularly at home with a couple of practices. So with Kriya Tantra, which is the lowest Tantra, which Medicine Buddha, Green Tara, White Tara, you know, Forearm Chinrezig, this kind of level of tantric practice usually doesn't involve a daily practice commitment. Or if it does, it's just the mantra. So for you know, just from my own perspective, I would say take as many as you can, because every time you take an empowerment, you're reinforcing your connection with your teacher, with your bodhisattva vows, and you have one more tool in your tool belt. But that's only if you're ready for Tantra itself and you have a teacher that you trust enough to be your Tantric guru. So your Tantric guru is a very different relationship than your regular teacher. You know, your sutra level guru is the representative of the Buddha, the mouthpiece of the Buddha. A Tantric guru is the Buddha. At least during the meditation session, at least during the sadhana. Then, you know, you might take them out to lunch and you can kind of be in a little bit of cognitive dissonance and see ordinary and see magical and kind of not be sure what's going on, but be like, he seems to have a cold, I'll give him a tissue. It might not really be a cold, but anyway, tissue, you know, you can do that kind of thing. But the tantric relationship is complex and hard to articulate the way in which you're relating without it getting culty. Yeah, without it getting disempowering, without it getting fundamentalist. It's one of the deepest relationships you'll ever have, but if you jump into it too soon and it turns out that this person, whether a Buddha or not, is showing some appearance of broken ethics or strange behavior, it can fundamentally rattle your practice so badly that you don't want to practice anymore. So it is something you really, really, really want to check the teacher before you take a tantric empowerment. It's tricky because we might be sort of ready for tantra, at least baby tantra, but then we are looking around for a good teacher and it's just, they're hard to find. We've got His Holiness, thank goodness. We've got Lama Zopa Rinpoche, thank goodness. But they, just because they're perfect teachers doesn't mean they're perfect for you, right? They can be absolutely perfect, but for some reason, there's not the karmic connection or their way of relating disturbs your mind in some way. And those are things worth listening to. You might decide I'm going to move through that and go for it anyway, or you might decide it's going to be too disruptive for me to practice with this appearance that's confusing for me. So it's really personal and it relies a lot on your connection with your inner guru. Yeah. So when we say medicine Buddha, one in nature with your root guru, even if you don't have a root guru, you think the teacherness of everything that has ever inspired you takes this shape. Yeah. And later, maybe it'll have a specific quality related to your specific tantric guru. Yeah, other questions or thoughts? How is it going with the repetition of the prayer again and again? Were you getting into a groove or were you feeling a bit anxious and tight throat or really loving it or kind of like, let's see, or what was that like that can have a different impression on people? Again, again, again.
Loving it. Thank you so much. Oh.
Good. Yeah. Some days you get into a beautiful flow and some days it's harder. And if you keep thinking every time you speak virtuous words, it creates virtuous speech karma. So at the very least, amazing merit is being created through speaking. In the group, you know, you speak the prayers and then the visualizations you don't speak, you just listen and try to visualize as best as you can. When you're by yourself, it helps sometimes to speak the visualization as well, just because you're connecting with one more sense power to try and bring you into that visualization, but that's up to you. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't do the practice with you earlier just because I was working and stuff, but I'm familiar with the Medicine Buddha practice. So I was interested in the question that you just asked about, you know, the verses that you're saying seven times mm-hmm. and the effect that it can have on your voice, because I've noticed that it can get very tight and the voice also sort of like sometimes I know where I am with my voice and then other times it's just what's going on kind of thing. And it's, I just wondered what your sort of like you know, what your interpretation or how you might sort of explain that kind of effect from it, because it's something that for me at least I do get quite a lot of it can be very and then another seven more.
it's the mind of expectation puts a pressure on you that makes you tighten up. So it's like every time you feel that, you don't have to push through it or force yourself, go to a whisper or go to, you know, some warming gesture, but say to yourself, just be here now, just be here now, you know, Eckhart Tolle, you know, just like come back to this moment and try to feel like you're building into a connection rather than trying to get through something. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you're building into a connection rather than I need to tick that off the list, then that off the list, because that's the mind that will make you tense up. Yeah. And, you know, what I do, because this is so familiar now, and it takes a while for it to get this familiar, but when I'm doing it on my own, the same prayer, there are different flavors, even in that one prayer. So it's like first repetition, I'm thinking of refuge. And then the second repetition, I'm thinking more about the offering. And then the third repetition, I'm thinking more about the fact that they know the absolute truth of all phenomena. And then the next one, I'm thinking, may I invite blessings? So I'm saying the same thing again and again, but I'm sort of like tapping into a specific portion for emphasis, you know? And then, you know, when it's really familiar, you can even be closing your eyes and it's just rolling through and you're straightening up your visualization, you know, and thinking about, oh, yep, that one's pink and he's got a hand like this and a hand like this. And, you know, you're just kind of really in it. So the other piece is actually, if you get at all bored in the practice, that means that you've actually got enough mental space to add detail. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So if you're bored, it's like, oh, that means my mind has gotten familiar enough with this to be bored. Right. Mm-hmm. So in a way, it's kind of, in a way, can be a good sign. You're like, oh, okay, so I can hold these words while adding more power to the visualization or adding more power to the emphasis of the meaning, you know?
Yeah.
So you can think about it in those terms as well.
Yeah, that's great. Thank you.
Sure. All right, well, anything else before we do the puja? Okay, so the main difference between a sadhana and a puja, usually a puja is done together and a sadhana is done individually, although of course we do group sadhana practice, especially in retreat. A puja is also more focused on merit, so there's a lot more offering emphasis. There's a lot more emphasis on having some more physical offerings present. You guys don't have to worry about it because I've got them over here. You can't see them, but I've got some offerings. But the general look of a medicine Buddha puja, you might have seen at your own Dharma center. But basically, it's 8 sets of 8 or 8 sets of 7, depending on your gompa manager. But basically, you've got a row of food and a row of perfume and light and incense and flowers. And then, you know, sometimes people will have the two waters, or sometimes people will have one water representing the two. There's some tormas at the back here in this particular one. If you do music represented, sometimes you use like a little conch, like a little shell to represent music, or little bells. But you can also not have the music represented physically and just have that represented by voice and the bells that you play. And then on the sides, you have extra beauty making. And basically, a good offering is something that you think is beautiful. Yeah, it's a good offering if you think it's beautiful. And especially if it's something that you feel is a little special and something you have a little bit of attachment to, which is why you so often see chocolate. Right? And biscuits and, you know, things that are a little bit naughty. People, especially nice, healthy, vegan, organic, heirloom tomato people often are really like, why don't we have like a nice casserole or something? Why can't we have something really healthy on the altar? And the reason is that it is less likely to induce attachment, right? So we actually do want to induce a little bit of attachment in our offerings, because that makes it a better offering, because you really want it. You want that chocolate, but you're saying, here, Buddhas. No, I want it. No, here, Buddhas. And you're genuinely releasing the attachment. But then what happens at the end of the puja, you get to eat it anyway. So it's a very good psychological tool of, if you let go of your attachment, that doesn't mean you don't get to have the pleasure. It means you get to have the pleasure free from the negative impact and negative association. And you're much less likely to have that crash after getting what you want, which happens with attachment. You're much more likely to be, ooh, yum, one Ferrero Rocher, yum. Whereas with an attachment mind, you're like one, and you're already unwrapping the second one before you even finish the first one. And you're just in, you know, Cookie Monster mode, right? So there's a lot more offerings in a puja. Sometimes the puja is going to be more general audience friendly and more conducive to gathering. So what I love about this puja particularly is it says what each medicine Buddha focuses on. It says, you know, this one is for floods and famines, and this one's for mental health. And it really explicitly talks about what each medicine Buddha is for. And that can really help you kind of tune into that. It references the fact that when the medicine Buddhas were on their path, they made specific prayers for specific things, but it doesn't outline them all in detail. It more just kind of references them. If you ever want to know the prayers that they made, you look at the Medicine Buddha Sutra, which is on the Land of Joy website. Just a kind of a side note, if you're ever reading that sutra, which goes through what each of the medicine Buddhas prayed for, there is one that will probably trigger people, which is, may I never be reborn as a woman, which of course I'm always like, hey, right? And what it means is, may I never be reborn in a way where I'm not safe or my body is vulnerable. May I always be reborn in such a way that I can receive teachings easily and I have physical health and safety. So we could retranslate that as, may I always have a conducive rebirth. Yeah. So it's not actually about a feminine body. It was about the conditions of feminine bodies at that time, which meant it was hard to travel by yourself. It was hard to access teachings. It was, you know, as it is now, but not quite as bad. Yeah, now it's not quite as bad. But so anyway, whenever you come across that, it's not looking down on women. The Buddha himself said men and women are equal. They have the equal potential for enlightenment. So always know that, and know that whenever you see it come up in sutras, that's what it's referring to. Yeah. Okay, ready for puja? Okay, so back into a nice meditation posture, just settled. Reground yourself physically. Try to feel safe and secure in your space. And then safe and secure in your body, which might not be exactly as you would want it to be, but is still something incredibly valuable. And again, return your focus to the spine. Imagine it straight up and down, like a stack of coins. Your chin slightly tucked in. And with the sound of the bell, let's bring our focus to the breath just for a few beats in order to let the surface distraction settle. just the breath. And then visualize above the crown of your head is blue medicine Buddha, one in nature with your own root guru, one in nature with all teachers. Above him is another medicine Buddha who is red. Above that, coral. Above that, pink. Above that, gold. Above that, yellow. Above that, gold. And then Shakyamuni Buddha at the top, or if you prefer, in the space in front. And you hold as many details as you can without bringing tension. Just focus on awareness of their presence. Namo Guru Munindraye, the river of merely hearing your names makes even Avicii's hellfires cool as a lotus pond. Protectors in degenerate times, seven Sugatas, and head of the Shakyas, to your feet I bow. Distracted by activities of varying importance to benefit myself and those with faith in the life stories of these seven Buddhas for degenerate times, I'll condense the ambrosial sutra ritual to its molten essence. Nature incorporating the entire body, speech, mind, qualities, and activity of all the Tathagatas of the three times and 10 directions, source of 84,000 collections of dharmas, Lord of all Arya Sangha, I seek refuge in the kind and glorious holy root and lineage gurus. I seek refuge in the completely enlightened Lord Buddhas. I seek refuge in the holy Dharma. I seek refuge in the Arya Sangha. I seek refuge in the eight brothers gone to bliss, the Lord Medicine Buddhas with their hosts of retinue deities. I seek refuge in the glorious holy protectors, Dharma protector guardians endowed with the wisdom eye. Nature incorporating the entire body, speech, mind, qualities, and activity of all the Tathagatas of the three times and 10 directions, source of 84,000 collections of dharmas, Lord of all Arya Sangha. I seek refuge in the kind and glorious holy root and lineage gurus. I seek refuge in the completely enlightened Lord Buddhas. I seek refuge in the holy Dharma. I seek refuge in the Arya Sangha. I seek refuge in the eight brothers gone to bliss, the Lord Medicine Buddhas with their hosts of retinue deities. I seek refuge in the glorious holy protectors, Dharma protector guardians endowed with the wisdom eye. Nature incorporating the entire body, speech, mind, quality, and activity of all the Tathagatas of the three times in 10 directions. Source of 84,000 collections of Dharmas, Lord of all Arya Sangha. I seek refuge in the kind and glorious holy root and lineage gurus. I seek refuge in the completely enlightened Lord Buddhas. I seek refuge in the holy Dharma. I seek refuge in the Arya Sangha. I seek refuge in the eight brothers gone to bliss, the Lord Medicine Buddhas with their hosts of retinue deities. I seek refuge in the glorious holy protectors, Dharma protector guardians endowed with the wisdom eye. Sanghe Chodan Sanghe Chonam Nae Chantro Padu Dane Kapsuchi Dagi Chen Sanghe Pe Sonam Ki Rola Penche Sanghe Drupasho Sanghe Chodan Sanghe Chonam Nae Chantro Padu Dane Kapsuchi Dagi Chen Sanghe Pe Sonam Ki Rola penje sanghe drupasho sanghe chudon soke chunamba janchu padu dani gapsuchi dagi jinsoki pesonamki rola penje sanghe drupasho. All sentient beings, who although self and all appearances are Dharma Dhatu by nature, have not realized it thus, I shall endow with happiness and the causes of happiness. I shall separate from suffering and the causes of suffering. I shall make inseparable from happiness without suffering. And I shall set in equanimity the cause of well-being, free from attachment, aversion, and partiality. All sentient beings who, although self and all appearances are Dharma Dhatu by nature, have not realized it thus, I shall endow with happiness and the causes of happiness. I shall separate from suffering and the causes of suffering. I shall make inseparable from happiness without suffering. And I shall set in equanimity the cause of well-being, free from attachment, aversion, and partiality. All sentient beings who, although self and all appearances are Dharma Dhatu by nature, have not realized it thus, I shall endow with happiness and the causes of happiness. I shall separate from suffering and the causes of suffering. I shall make inseparable from happiness without suffering. And I shall set in equanimity the cause of well-being, free from attachment, aversion, and partiality. And so being with that, refuge, bodhicitta, the four immeasurables. Dharma Dhatu being the fact of emptiness of inherent existence. And special bodhicitta. For the welfare of all mother sentient beings, I need to attain complete Buddhahood. Therefore, I'm going to engage in the stages of the path, such as prostrating, making offerings and heartfelt requests, entreating the holy minds to grant blessings, to the eight brothers gone to bliss, the Lord Medicine Buddhas with their hosts of retinue deities. Through the power of the supreme truth of the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas' blessings, the might of the two collections and the purity of the Dhamma Dhatu, may this realm's beings and environments be enriched like Sukhavati, with all the desirable perfections of both samsara and nirvana. Jeweled ground adorned with trees and with ponds, whose bottoms are covered with gold, silver, and pearl dust. Flowers strewn and sandalwood fragrance rising. Human and divine enjoyments, Samatabhadra's offerings everywhere. There in the center of a charming jewel palace, on lotuses and lion thrones, Buddhas and Bodhisattvas abide. May everywhere be filled with oceans of clouds of offerings which they enjoy, born through the force of mantra, samadhi, and aspiration. And so feel Buddhas in all directions, not just those above the crown of your head. Everywhere is filled with offerings, both those actually here and those mentally transformed. Then we imagine that all of those offerings multiply countless times, becoming numberless. Om Namo Bhagavate Vajrasava Pramadana Tathagataya Ahate Samyak Sambuddhaya Tayata Om Vajra Vajra Maha Vajra Maha Tira Vajra Avira Vajra Maha Bodhi Chira Vajra Maha Bodhi Mendo Pasam Kramana Vajra Savakama Avarana Vishadana Vajra Soha Om Namo Bhagavate Vajrasava Pramadana Tathagataya Ahate Samyak Sambuddhaya Tayata Om Vajra Vajra Maha Vajra Maha Tira Vajra Maha Vira Vajra Bodhi Tira Vajra Maha Bodhi Mandapasam Kramana Vajrasavak Avarana Vishadana Vajra Soha Om Namo Bhagavate Vajrasava Pramadana Tathagataya Ahate Samyak Sambuddhaya Tayata Om Vajra Vajra Maha Vajra Maha Tira Vajra Maha Vina Maha Bodhi Tira Vajra Maha Bodhi Mendo Pasam Gramana Vajra Kama Varana Vishadana Vajra Soha. By the power of truth of the three rare sublime ones, the blessings of all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, the great wealth of the completed two collections, and the sphere of phenomena being pure and inconceivable, may these piles of clouds of offerings arising through transformation by the Bodhisattvas Arya, Samatabhadra, Manjushri, and so forth, unimaginable and inexhaustible, equaling the sky, arise and in the eyes of the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas of the 10 directions be received. Invocation. Compassionate protectors in degenerate times, seven Sugatas, Buddha Shakyamuni, Holy Dharma, Bodhisattvas and guardians, invited as the support and protector refuge to protect others and myself. May you come here, gather, and grant your blessings. Root Guru, whose kindness is without equal, King of the Shakyas, Manjushri, Chandrakshita, and so on, holding in their hands this profound sutra, to the direct and lineage gurus I prostrate, to the compassionate ones who liberate destitute beings, seven Sugatas, Buddha Shakyamuni, and Holy Dharma, Manjushri, Kabdrol, Vajrapani, Brahmanishvara, and the Maharajas and Yakshas I prostrate. I make every collection of offerings actually arranged and emanated through the force of mantra, samadhi, and aspiration. I confess all downfalls, rejoice in virtues, request and beseech, and dedicate such virtues as these to the great enlightenment. Great Bhagawan Assembly, pray listen. Seven Sugatas, just as you promised, your previous prayers will be fulfilled during the final period of Shakyamuni's teachings. Pray show me in actuality it is true. And so starting at the top, to the Bhagavan, Tathagata Arhat, fully enlightened Buddha, renowned glorious king of excellent signs, I prostrate, offer, and go for refuge. To the Bhagavan, Tathagata Arhat, fully enlightened Buddha, renowned glorious king of excellent signs, I prostrate, offer, and go for refuge. To the Bhagavan, Tathagata Arhat, fully enlightened Buddha, renowned glorious king of excellent signs, I prostrate, offer, and go for refuge. To the Bhagavan, Tathagata, Arhat, fully enlightened Buddha, renowned, glorious King of excellent signs, I prostrate offer and go for refuge. To the Bhagavan, Tathagata, Arhat, fully enlightened Buddha, renowned, glorious King of excellent signs, I prostrate offer and go for refuge. To the Bhagavan, Tathagata, Arhat, fully enlightened Buddha, renowned, glorious King of excellent signs, I prostrate offer and go for refuge. To the Bhagavan, Tathagata, Arhat, fully enlightened Buddha, renowned, glorious King of excellent signs, I prostrate offer and go for refuge. Please may the pledges you made ripen upon myself and all sentient beings right now. May all my pure prayers succeed immediately. Golden in color with mudra of granting refuge, who accomplished 8 prayers, majestic with the glory of 2 accumulations, glorious one of the Buddha field unconquered by others, to renowned glorious King of excellent signs I prostrate, in flowers of the major marks flourishing and pure, anthers of minor signs such as a beautiful body, one who sees, hears, or thinks of you is glorified, to renowned glorious King of excellent signs I prostrate. I make every collection of offerings actually arranged and emanated through the force of mantra, samadhi, and aspiration, reconnecting with those offerings, allowing them to fill space. I confess all downfalls and negativities, rejoice in virtues, request and beseech, and dedicate such virtues as these to the great enlightenment. Through the force of hearing the conqueror's name, expressing it, remembering, prostrating, and offering, may all sentient beings such as ourselves be freed from epidemics, execution, criminals, and spirits, have faculties fully complete, have the continuum of suffering and negativities cut, not fall to lower realms and experience the happiness of humans and gods. With hunger, thirst, and poverty pacified, may there be wealth. Without torments of body, such as bindings and beatings, without harm of tigers, lions, and snakes, with conflict pacified, endowed with loving minds and relieved from fear of flood as well, may we pass to fearless bliss. And when we pass away from this life, may we be born from a lotus in that Buddha field, qualities complete, become a vessel for transmitting the teachings of the conquerors, such as renowned glorious King of excellent signs, and cause them delight. Streams of nectar flow down from renowned glorious King of excellent signs, down through the stack, down to all sentient beings, including yourself, all of whom have a stack of medicine Buddhas above them that you can think of yourself particularly as the representative, purifying light all the way down and through, clearing your body, speech, and mind of obstacles, stress, pain. Bringing protection, vitality, and he dissolves and absorbs into the Buddha below him. To the Bhagavan, Tathagata, Arhat, fully enlightened Buddha, King of melodious sound, brilliant radiance of skill, adorned with jewels, moon, and lotus, I prostrate, offer, and go for refuge. To the Bhagavan, Tathagata, Arhat, fully enlightened Buddha, King of melodious sound, brilliant radiance of skill, adorned with jewels, moon, and lotus, I prostrate, offer, and go for refuge. To the Bhagavan, Tathagata, Arhat, fully enlightened Buddha, King of melodious sound, brilliant radiance of skill, adorned with jewels, moon, and lotus, I prostrate offer and go for refuge. To the Bhagavan, Tathagata, Arhat, fully enlightened Buddha, King of melodious sound, brilliant radiance of skill, adorned with jewels, moon, and lotus, I prostrate offer and go for refuge. To the Bhagavan, Tathagata, Arhat, fully enlightened Buddha, King of melodious sound, brilliant radiance of skill, adorned with jewels, moon, and lotus, I prostrate offer and go for refuge. To the Bhagavan Tathagata Arhat, fully enlightened Buddha, King of melodious sound, brilliant radiance of skill, adorned with jewels, moon, and lotus, I prostrate offer and go for refuge. To the Bhagavan Tathagata Arhat, fully enlightened Buddha, King of melodious sound, brilliant radiance of skill, adorned with jewels, moon, and lotus, I prostrate offer and go for refuge. Please may the pledges you made ripen upon myself and all sentient beings right now. May all my pure prayers succeed immediately. Yellow in color, with mudra of granting the supreme, who accomplished eight prayers, majestic with the glory of two accumulations, glorious one of the Buddha field endowed with jewels, I prostrate to King of melodious sound. Well adorned with jeweled moon and lotus, wisdom expanded and mastery of all knowable objects, endowed with a mind as deep as the ocean, I prostrate at the feet of King of melodious sound. I make every collection of offerings actually arranged and emanated through the force of mantra, samadhi, and aspiration. I confess all downfalls and negativities. Staying with downfalls and negativities. Mistakes of body, of speech, and of mind. Seeing faults to be faults without identifying with them. No guilt, no shame. Just honest. These negativities are the cause of my current suffering, and this practice helps purify so that future suffering is less. Continuing, rejoice in virtues, request and beseech, and dedicate such virtues as these to the great enlightenment. Through the force of hearing the conqueror's name, expressing it, remembering, prostrating, and offering. For all sentient beings such as ourselves, may the distracted flourish in the Dharma, have wealth and goods of humans and gods, without torment at conception, be always born human, never be separated from bodhicitta, increase in virtuous Dharma, purify obscurations, and attain the happiness of humans and gods. May we be freed from being separated from the spiritual guide, from dark ages, spirit harm, death, and enemies, and from the dangers of isolated places. May we have enthusiasm for making offerings and performing ritual services. May lesser beings have samadhi, mindfulness, strength, the dharani of non-forgetfulness, and attain supreme wisdom. May tormenting fires be cooled. And when we pass away from this life, may we be born from a lotus in that Buddha field, qualities complete, become a vessel for transmitting the teachings of conquerors, such as King of melodious sound, and cause them delight. And from his heart, streams of white nectar light flow down through the stack, down through the crown of your head, down through all of the chakras and spreading out throughout the body. Soothing, healing, protecting yourself on behalf of all sentient beings. And he dissolves and absorbs down into the Buddha below him, and we direct our attention there. To the Bhagavan Tathagata Arhat, fully enlightened Buddha, stainless excellent gold, great jewel who accomplishes all vows, I prostrate offer and go for refuge. To the Bhagavan Tathagata Arhat, fully enlightened Buddha, stainless excellent gold, great jewel who accomplishes all vows, I prostrate offer and go for refuge. To the Bhagavan Tathagata Arhat, fully enlightened Buddha, stainless excellent gold, great jewel who accomplishes all vows, I prostrate offer and go for refuge. To the Bhagavan Tathagata Arhat, fully enlightened Buddha, stainless excellent gold, great jewel who accomplishes all vows, I prostrate offer and go for refuge. To the Bhagavan Tathagata Arhat, fully enlightened Buddha, stainless excellent gold, great jewel who accomplishes all vows, I prostrate offer and go for refuge. To the Bhagavan Tathagata Arhat, fully enlightened Buddha, stainless excellent gold, great jewel who accomplishes all vows, I prostrate offer and go for refuge. To the Bhagavan Tathagata Arhat, fully enlightened Buddha, stainless excellent gold, great jewel who accomplishes all vows, I prostrate offer and go for refuge. To the Bhagavan Tathagata Arhat, fully enlightened Buddha, stainless excellent gold, great jewel who accomplishes all vows, I prostrate offer and go for refuge. Please may the pledges you made ripen upon myself and all sentient beings right now. May all my pure prayers succeed immediately. Golden in color like the river Zambu, with Dharma teaching mudra, having accomplished four prayers, majestic with the glory of two accumulations, glorious one of the Buddha field incense filled, I prostrate to stainless excellent gold. Paramount among golds like the gold of the river Zambu, blazing with more radiance than a thousand suns, body like a stainless golden stupa, I prostrate to stainless excellent gold. I make every collection of offerings actually arranged and emanated through the force of samadhi, mantra, and aspiration. I confess all downfalls and negativities, rejoice in virtues. So we pause to rejoice. Our own positive actions and aspirations, past and present, even future. All of the everyday kindnesses to the people in our life, all of the internal work of self-awareness and healing we do, all of the acts of service, whether seen or unseen, as well as our spiritual practice itself. Just taking a moment to value that. Rejoice in it. And that of our peers and people around the world doing good work, allowing that to uplift the mind and to dispel any jealousy that might creep in, rejoicing in those actions as well. And then rejoicing in the actions of pure spiritual teachers with altruistic motivations. How incredibly kind and vast their activities are. particularly the actions of His Holiness the Dalai Lama. And continuing, request and beseech and dedicate such virtues as these to the great enlightenment. Through the force of hearing the conqueror's name, expressing it, remembering, prostrating, and offering, for all sentient beings such as ourselves, may the short-lived gain longevity, the poor full wealth. May combatants come to have loving minds. May we not without training and fall to the lower realms, but be bound by our vows and never without bodhicitta. And when we pass away from this life, may we be born from a lotus and that Buddha field qualities complete, become a vessel for transmitting the teachings of conquerors, such as stainless excellent gold, and cause them delight. Streams of nectar flowing down from his heart, down through the stack, through our crown, light pervading our body, bringing blessings and inspiration, purification. And he dissolves and absorbs down into the Buddha below him, who is pink. To the Bhagavan Tathagata Arhat, fully enlightened Buddha, supreme glory free from sorrow, I prostrate offer and go for refuge. To the Bhagavan Tathagata Arhat, fully enlightened Buddha, supreme glory free from sorrow, I prostrate offer and go for refuge. To the Bhagavan Tathagata Arhat, fully enlightened Buddha, supreme glory free from sorrow, I prostrate offer and go for refuge. To the Bhagavan Tathagata Arhat, fully enlightened Buddha, supreme glory free from sorrow, I prostrate offer and go for refuge. To the Bhagavan Tathagata Arhat, fully enlightened Buddha, supreme glory free from sorrow, I prostrate offer and go for refuge. To the Bhagavan Tathagata Arhat, fully enlightened Buddha, supreme glory free from sorrow, I prostrate offer and go for refuge. To the Bhagavan Tathagata Arhat, fully enlightened Buddha, supreme glory free from sorrow, I prostrate offer and go for refuge. Please may the pledges you made ripen upon myself and all sentient beings right now. May all my pure prayers succeed immediately. Light red in color with mudra of meditative equipoise, who accomplished four prayers, majestic with the glory of two accumulations, glorious one of the Buddha field without sorrow, I prostrate to supreme glory free from sorrow, passed beyond sorrow, attained to supreme bliss, pacifier of sentient beings, three poisons and sufferings, protector of beings of the six realms, to the glorified one, supreme glory free from sorrow, I prostrate. I make every collection of offerings actually arranged and emanated through the force of mantra, samadhi, and aspiration. I confess all downfalls and negativities, rejoice in virtues, request, and beseech. So imagine again that you create the cause to meet the teacher, for the teacher to stay and to teach through requesting. And so from your heart, make a heartfelt request that you may see, recognize, and respect spiritual teachers, and that you may continuously hear and take to heart their teachings. And continue, and dedicate such virtues as these to the great enlightenment. Through the force of hearing the conqueror's name, expressing it, remembering, prostrating, and offering, for all sentient beings such as ourselves, May sorrow and the like always be pacified, and life be long and happy. May the conqueror's light increase bliss and joy in the hells. May we have brightness, beauty, and wealth unharmed by spirits. May we have love for each other, and may there be no disease. And when we pass away from this life, may we be born from a lotus in that Buddha field, qualities complete, become a vessel for transmitting the teaching, such as glorious supreme, free from sorrow, and cause them delight. Streams of white nectar light flowing down from his heart, down through the stack, down through the crown of our head, we become flooded with light. And he dissolves and absorbs down into the Buddha below him, who is coral colored. We direct our attention there. To the Bhagavan Tathagata Arhat, fully enlightened Buddha, melodious ocean of proclaimed Dharma, I prostrate, offer, and go for refuge. To the Bhagavan Tathagata Arhat, fully enlightened Buddha, melodious ocean of proclaimed Dharma, I prostrate, offer, and go for refuge. To the Bhagavan Tathagata Arhat, fully enlightened Buddha, melodious ocean of proclaimed Dharma, I prostrate, offer, and go for refuge. To the Bhagavan Tathagata Arhat, fully enlightened Buddha, melodious ocean of proclaimed Dharma, I prostrate, offer, and go for refuge. To the Bhagavan Tathagata Arhat, fully enlightened Buddha, melodious ocean of proclaimed Dharma, I prostrate, offer, and go for refuge. To the Bhagavan Tathagata Arhat, fully enlightened Buddha, melodious ocean of proclaimed Dharma, I prostrate, offer, and go for refuge. To the Bhagavan Tathagata Arhat, fully enlightened Buddha, melodious ocean of proclaimed Dharma, I prostrate, offer, and go for refuge. Please may the pledges you made ripen upon myself and all sentient beings right now. May all my pure prayers succeed immediately. Pink in color with mudra of teaching the Dharma, who accomplished four prayers, majestic with the glory of two accumulations, glorious one of the Buddha field, victory banner of Dharma, I prostrate to melodious ocean of proclaimed Dharma. Great sound of Dharma, conquering adversaries, endowed with speech as deep as the ocean, pacifier of beings suffering without exception, I prostrate to melodious ocean of proclaimed Dharma. I make every collection of offerings actually arranged and emanated through the force of mantra, samadhi, and aspiration. I confess all downfalls and negativities, rejoice in virtues, request and beseech, and dedicate such virtues as these to the great enlightenment. Through the force of hearing the conqueror's name, expressing it, remembering, prostrating, and offering for all sentient beings such as ourselves, may we always have perfect view and faith. Hear the sound of Dharma and be enriched with bodhicitta. For the sake of resources, may we give up negativities, may wealth increase. May we abide in love, have long lives, and be content. And when we pass away from this life, may we be born from a lotus in that Buddha field, qualities complete, become a vessel for transmitting the teachings of conquerors, such as melodious ocean of proclaimed Dharma, and cause them delight. Light streaming down to you, representing all sentient beings. Purifying and blessing. And he dissolves and absorbs down into the Buddha below him. We direct our attention there. To the Bhagavan Tathagata Arhat, fully enlightened Buddha, delightful king of clear knowing, supreme wisdom of an ocean of Dharma, my prostrate offering, go for refuge to the Bhagavan, Tathagata Arhat, fully enlightened Buddha, delightful king of clear knowing, supreme wisdom of an ocean of Dharma. My prostrate offering, go for refuge to the Bhagavan, Tathagata Arhat, fully enlightened Buddha, delightful king of clear knowing, supreme wisdom of an ocean of Dharma. My prostrate offering, go for refuge to the Bhagavan, Tathagata Arhat, enlightened Buddha, delightful king of clear, supreme wisdom of an ocean of Dharma. I prostrate offer and go for refuge to the Bhagavan, Tathagata Arhat, fully enlightened Buddha, delightful king of clear knowing, supreme wisdom of an ocean of Dharma. I prostrate offer and go for refuge to the Bhagavan, Tathagata Arhat, fully enlightened Buddha, delightful king of clear knowing, supreme wisdom of an ocean of Dharma. I prostrate offer and go for refuge to the Bhagavan, Tathagata Arhat, fully enlightened Buddha, delightful king of clear knowing, supreme wisdom of an ocean of Dharma. I prostrate, offer, and go for refuge. Please may the pledges you made ripen upon myself and all sentient beings right now. May all my pure prayers succeed immediately. Coral colored with mudra of granting the supreme, who accomplished four prayers, majestic with the glory of two accumulations, glorious one of the Buddha field, ocean of jewels, I prostrate to king of clear knowing. Mind of profound Dharma wisdom, difficult to fathom, sporting in the pure sphere of truth, one who sees all knowable objects directly, I prostrate to king of clear knowing. I make every collection of offerings actually arranged and emanated through the force of mantra, samadhi, and aspiration. I confess all downfalls and negativities, rejoice in virtues, request and beseech, and dedicate such virtues as these to the great enlightenment. Through the force of hearing the conqueror's name, expressing it, remembering, prostrating, and offering, for all sentient beings such as ourselves, may the distracted be free of malice and rich in goods. May those on evil paths to lower realms attain the 10 virtues. May those controlled by others gain perfect independence, and all have long life, hear the names, and be virtuous. And when we pass away from this life, may we be born from a lotus in that Buddha field, qualities complete, become a vessel for in transmitting the teachings of conquerors such as King of Clear Knowing, and cause them delight. Streams of white nectar light flowing down from his heart, all the way down through your crown, filling you up. And he dissolves and absorbs down into the Buddha below him. And we direct our attention there, Medicine Guru directly above our crown. To the Bhagavan, Tathagata Arhat, fully enlightened Buddha, Medicine Guru, King of Lapis Light, I prostrate offer and go for refuge. To the Bhagavan, Tathagata Arhat, fully enlightened Buddha, Medicine Guru, King of Lapis Light, I prostrate offer and go for refuge. To the Bhagavan, Tathagata Arhat, fully enlightened Buddha, Medicine Guru, King of Lapis Light, I prostrate offer and go for refuge. To the Bhagavan, Tathagata Arhat, fully enlightened Buddha, Medicine Guru, King of Lapis Light, I prostrate offer and go for refuge. To the Bhagavan, Tathagata Arhat, fully enlightened Buddha, Medicine Guru, King of Lapis Light, I prostrate offer and go for refuge. To the Bhagavan, Tathagata Arhat, fully enlightened Buddha, Medicine Guru, King of Lapis Light, I prostrate offer and go for refuge. To the Bhagavan, Tathagata Arhat, fully enlightened Buddha, Medicine Guru, King of Lapis Light, I prostrate offer and go for refuge. Please may the pledges you made ripen upon myself and all sentient beings right now. May all my pure prayers succeed immediately. Blue in color with mudra of granting the supreme, who accomplished 12 prayers, majestic with the glory of two accumulations, glorious one of the Buddha field, lapis light, I prostrate to Medicine Guru, King of Doctors. Bhagavan with equal compassion for all, whose name, when merely heard, dispels the suffering of lower realms, dispeller of disease and the three poisons, I prostrate to Medicine Buddha Lapis Light. I make every collection of offerings actually arranged and emanated through the force of mantra, samadhi, and aspiration. I confess all downfalls and negativities, rejoice in virtues, request and beseech, and dedicate such virtues as these to the great enlightenment. Through the force of hearing the conqueror's name, expressing it, remembering, prostrating, and offering, may each and every sentient being, such as ourselves, all become like you, graced with marks and signs. May the light dispelling darkness, the enjoyment of wisdom, and skillful means be inexhaustible. May those attracted to mistaken and lesser paths enter Mahayana paths and all be beautified by their vows. May we be free from pain caused by immorality, be complete in faculties and without disease, and have abundant goods. May those disillusioned with the weakest conditions always have powerful faculties, and may we be freed from Mara's noose and perverse viewpoints. May those tormented by kings gain bliss, and those who out of hunger support themselves through negativity be satisfied with food received in accordance with the Dharma. May hardships of heat and cold be pacified, and all good wishes be fulfilled. Endowed with morality that pleases the Aryas, may we be liberated. And when we pass away from this life, may we be born from a lotus in that Buddha field, qualities complete, become a vessel for transmitting the teachings of conquerors, such as Medicine Guru, King of Doctors, and cause them delight. Streams of white nectar light, or blue if you prefer, from Medicine Buddha's heart, down through the crown of your head. Clearing away all obstacles. Ripening positive seeds for health, for happiness, to be of benefit to others. And he dissolves and absorbs into us, blessing our body, speech, and mind. And we shift our attention to Shakyamuni Buddha. You can visualize him hovering in the space above you or directly in front of you, whichever you prefer. To the Bhagavan Tathagata Arhat, fully enlightened Buddha, glorious conqueror Shakyamuni, I prostrate, offer, and go for refuge. To the Bhagavan Tathagata Arhat, fully enlightened Buddha, glorious conqueror Shakyamuni, I prostrate, offer, and go for refuge. To the Bhagavan Tathagata Arhat, fully enlightened Buddha, glorious conqueror Shakyamuni, I prostrate, offer, and go for refuge. To the Bhagavan Tathagata Arhat, glorious conqueror Shakyamuni, I prostrate, offer, and go for refuge. To the Bhagavan Tathagata Arhat, fully enlightened Buddha, glorious conqueror Shakyamuni, I prostrate, offer, and go for refuge. To the Bhagavan Tathagata Arhat, fully enlightened Buddha, glorious conqueror Shakyamuni, I prostrate, offer, and go for refuge. To the Bhagavan Tathagata Arhat, fully enlightened Buddha, glorious conqueror Shakyamuni, I prostrate, offer, and go for refuge. Please may the pledges you made ripen upon myself and all sentient beings right now. May all my pure prayers succeed immediately. Golden in color with earth pressing mudra, through the force of unique great compassion and enthusiasm, became the glorious one of this, the fearless world system. I prostrate to the supreme leader, head of the Shakyas, born in the Shakya lineage out of skillful means and compassion, unchallenged by others, conqueror of Mara's forces, body majestic as a golden Mount Meru, I prostrate to the king of the Shakyas. I make every collection of offerings actually arranged and emanated through the force of mantra, samadhi, and aspiration. I confess all downfalls and negativities, rejoice in virtues, request and beseech, and dedicate such virtues as these to the great enlightenment. Pray bless us and all beings who lack a protector to receive here immediately without exception the benefits as taught by the Supreme Teacher in the extensive sutra ritual of Medicine Buddha. And Shakyamuni Buddha, sends out streams of golden light from his heart center, flooding you with light, simultaneously all sentient beings. Think that this golden light brings inspiration and wisdom to the forefront of your mind. Stimulating qualities and realizations. And Shakyamuni Buddha dissolves into light and absorbs into you, blessing your body, speech, and mind. Supreme lamp dispelling the darkness of ignorance, foremost of medicines alleviating suffering and disease, to the entire sublime jewel of Dharma, I prostrate, offer, and go for refuge. Supreme lamp dispelling the darkness of ignorance, foremost of medicines alleviating suffering and disease, to the entire sublime jewel of Dharma, I prostrate, offer, and go for refuge. Supreme lamp dispelling the darkness of ignorance, foremost of medicines alleviating suffering and disease, to the entire sublime jewel of Dharma, I prostrate, offer, and go for refuge. Supreme lamp dispelling the darkness of ignorance, foremost of medicines alleviating suffering and disease, to the entire sublime jewel of Dharma, I prostrate, offer, and go for refuge. Homage to the mother of the victorious ones, perfection of wisdom and holy Dharma of the three vehicles, who totally destroys the dark seed of suffering's cause and uproots the pain of suffering completely. I make every collection of offerings actually arranged and emanated through the force of mantra, samadhi, and aspiration. I confess all downfalls and negativities, rejoice in virtues, request and beseech, and dedicate such virtues as these to the great enlightenment. Through the blessings of the truth of the holy Dharma jewel, may I and all others, henceforth in all our lives, practice the Buddha's teachings in their entirety, exactly as the Buddha's intended. The conqueror's heart commitments were invoked by 36,000 sons of Sugatas, including Manjushri, Kabdrol, and Vajrapani. Thus requested, they proclaim the sutra's benefits. Pray manifest all of them for me here and now, and the worldly protector Yaksha leaders as well, as you promised to do before previous teachers, to stop enemies, harmers, and epidemics, pacify all conflict, increase physical and mental bliss, increase wealth, power, property, crops, and lifespan, accomplish these desired goals as we wish, and always protect us without break. And so now, if you have the empowerment, you can visualize yourself arising from emptiness into the aspect of Medicine Buddha. If you don't have the empowerment, visualize Medicine Buddha above your crown. Think that light goes out from Medicine Buddha's heart, going in all directions to all sentient beings, purifying and healing and protecting, soothing suffering of body and mind, both inner and outer environments. And then add the mantra to the visualization. Om Namo Bhagavate Bekanze Guru Bhadraya Prabhu Radzaya Tata Gataya Ahate Samyak Sambuddhaya Tayata Om Bekanze Bekanze Maha Bekanze Bekanze Radza Samugate Soha Tayata Om Bekanze Bekanze Aha bekansei bekansei raza samugate soha tayata om bekansei bekansei aha bekansei bekansei raza samugate soha tayata om bekansei bekansei aha bekansei bekansei raza samugate soha. And Medicine Buddha dissolves into light and absorbs into you, blessing your body, speech, and mind, and that of all sentient beings. Guru, whose kindness is without equal, King of the Shakyas, Manjushri, Shangarachita, and so on, holding in their hands this profound sutra, to the direct and lineage gurus I prostrate, to the compassionate ones who liberate destitute beings, to the seven Sugatas, Shakyamuni, and Holy Dharma, to Manjushri, Kabdrol, Vajrapani, Brahmanishvara, and the Maharajas and Yakshas I prostrate. I make every collection of offerings actually arranged and emanated through the force of mantra, samadhi, and aspiration. I confess all downfalls and negativities, rejoice in virtues, request and beseech, and dedicate such virtues as these to the great enlightenment. Whatever I have done or caused to be done that was unprepared or degenerated, or done with my deluded mind, please be patient with all of these. Whatever the beings of this degenerate age have done, of lesser merit mixed with ignorant delusions, that did not fulfill the Arya's wishes, please be patient with these as well. Under the influence of miserliness, lacking in skill, having made bad offerings or faulty arrangements, O protector endowed with great compassion, please be patient with these as well. Whatever was superfluous or left undone, degeneration in parts of the ritual, or whatever was forgotten, please be patient with these as well. By remaining here together with this image, for the sake of all migrators, may you grant us long life without illness, power, and supreme attainment. Om Sutradisha Vajraye Soha. The host of Medicine Buddha deities, pervading all directions of the round of space with perfection, some raining down multicolored lotuses, some singing songs requesting goodness, some acting to conquer Maras and obstructors, and all bestowing on you supreme good fortune, know this full well and be very joyful, and I shall voice sweet melody expressing auspiciousness. Supreme teacher of human and gods, touching my crown to your feet of jeweled moonlight, grants the glory of good fortune of Kamunda flowers blossoming, to Munindra, moon of expounders, I prostrate. Manjushri and great abbot Chandrakshita, Trisong Detsen, Atisha, father and sons, second conqueror Losong Drapa, and so on, through the auspiciousness of all collected good qualities of the supreme root and lineage gurus, may all negativity and degeneration be ended, and bliss and goodness increasing like the waxing moon. May it be auspicious to enjoy the glory of perfection. Accomplishing the supreme ocean of prayers invoking truth, during the teaching's decline for protectorless beings who were untamed by other sunlight conquerors, through the auspiciousness of all collected good qualities of those seven Sugatas, protectors during degenerate times, may all negativity and degeneration be ended, and bliss and goodness increasing like the waxing moon. May it be auspicious to enjoy the glory of perfection. Arising well from the broad lotus-like tongue of the Lord of the Able Ones, especially exalted even in the later days of the Shakya's teachings, such that if performed, one gains the essence of immortality's ambrosia, through the auspiciousness of all collected good qualities of that king of the vast and profound Sutra Pitaka, may all negativity and degeneration be ended, and bliss and goodness increasing like the waxing moon. May it be auspicious to enjoy the glory of perfection. Through the auspiciousness of all collected good qualities of those children of the lineage performing the sutra ritual, by simply reciting the names of the kings of doctors of all realms, 10 directions, and through the especially extensive prayers of the teacher Buddha and the Sagatas, may all negativity and degeneration be ended, and bliss and goodness increasing like the waxing moon. May it be auspicious to enjoy the glory of perfection. accomplishing through the compassion mantra of the Sugatas, through faith, samadhi, and words of truth, construction of jewels, abode of the three jewels beyond the three realms, through the auspiciousness of all collected good qualities of that supreme Buddha field equal to Sugavati, may all negativity and degeneration be ended, and bliss and goodness increasing like the waxing moon. May it be auspicious to enjoy the glory of perfection. Just as the brave Manjushri and Samatabhadra too realize things as they are, I too dedicate all these merits in the best way that I may follow their perfect example. I dedicate these roots of virtue with the dedication praised as the best by the victorious ones thus gone of the three times, so I might perform good works. Due to the merits accumulated over the three times by myself and all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, which are empty from their own side, may I, who is empty from its own side, achieve the state of enlightenment, which is empty from its own side, and lead all sentient beings, who are empty from their own side, to that state as quickly as possible by myself alone. Because of all the merits of the three times created by me and all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas and other sentient beings, may there be no wars, famines, disease, quarreling, fighting, or unhappy minds. May there be great prosperity, and may everything needed be easily obtained. May all the human beings in the world be guided by spiritual leaders teaching only Dharma, and may everyone enjoy the happiness of Dharma. Gari rawe koe jinkan dia pandong dewa malu jangwe ne chen reziwan ten zingat soi chape si te badu ten kyuchi. Watuapsu chan ching chong gong gawe. Tenzing kum pao wei kun zu do po se. Chua sum ku wei vei mun chua dro. Ba da so du je kun du shab ten cho. And adding any long life aspirations for your other teachers as well. Thanks, everyone. We'll do a little bit of some extra information about Medicine Buddha tomorrow and a totally different practice that we haven't done yet, and then some repeating of the concepts in what we've done today. So have a little look at the puja and see if you have any questions that you want to bring up tomorrow, and we'll start the session with questions. And have a good night, morning, whatever you are, wherever you are.